This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on India Leadership Summit 2024, bolstering comprehensive partnership with US. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Recently, the annual India Leadership Summit organized by the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum was held in Delhi for a day on the 14th of October. The summit brought together USISPFs, that is US-India Strategic Partnership Forum as we call it, its board delegation, senior cabinet ministers, global business leaders, key policymakers in areas of defense, education, technology, energy, healthcare, and of course matters were discussed on people-to-people ties. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst. Welcome, Dr. Ranjit Mehta, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Mehta, USISPF, US-India Strategic Partnership Forum, clearly aims to forge greater partnership between US and India, and it's the only independent not-for-profit institution dedicated to strengthening India-US ties. Now, what was the idea behind this particular summit?
This summit is very important, especially when you look at having the strategic partnership with the US. And as India aims to strengthen its economic ties with the US, which is very critical as both nations seek to diversify and secure supply chains in key industries like semiconductor, pharmaceuticals, technology. I think by collaborating more closely with the US, India can also reduce its dependency on single nation supply chain sources, especially from China, and become a crucial part of restructured global trade routes. As you rightly said, there are so many things which are happening between India and the US. And one of the very important thing is technological collaboration. So this summit, definitely apart from many other things, there can be fostering collaboration in supply chain technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain, Internet of Things. I think these technologies can help digitize and optimize supply chain, offering better transparency like real-time tracking and predictive analytics, all those things in supply chain disruptions. Secondly, I think the issue comes of strengthening manufacturing capacity. So the summit can also, of course, they had discussed many things in enhancing India's industrial capacity. It becomes more reliable partner in global supply chain, particularly in high demand sectors like electronics, semiconductors, and also green energy. Now, apart from this, I think we have been a natural ally. If you see, India is world's largest democracy, and with the US, we have been working a lot on defense sector as well. Therefore, this strategic partnership summit, which is leadership summit, which was held, it also need to see that after COVID, India has become one of the largest hub for medicines, especially the general medicines, and the collaboration between India and the US, especially in health sector, can really help people in US as well as in India. I think India becomes the hub of the vaccines all over the world. So therefore, I think there is a great potential to see that this capacity of India can be leveraged.
Right. You've given us a nice overview of the roadmap between India and the US trade summit. Dr. Mehta, the summit comes close on the heels of PM's successful visit to the US for the 6th Quad Leaders Summit and United Nations General Assembly. Does that make it any special?
Absolutely. It is very special, especially when we see the geopolitical importance of this summit as well. With rising geopolitical tensions, India is positioning itself as a strategic partner to US in Indo-Pacific region. So I think that this summit again reinforces India's importance in countering China's dominance in global manufacturing and trade, providing alternative supply chain routes and hub for key goods. Then secondly, the digital and green economy is also very, very important. And the event also focused on delaying efforts to transition towards digital and the green supply chain, exploring how India and US can work together on sustainable practices, including reducing carbon emissions and promoting environmentally friendly technology. As you know, India has already committed to be net zero by 2070, and we have to reduce our carbon emissions by around 45% by 2030. So therefore, this is the effort where India is transitioning towards green energy. And here, the technological transfer, or we can have technology partners from US, and US can invest in this transition of India towards the green energy. So we see a lot of strategic policy alignment is in this direction also, as this summit clearly provides a platform for both countries to align their trade policies as well. So streamline regulations and reduce trade barriers. And this can lead to sort of negotiations of new trade agreements or the strengthening of existing ones, facilitating a smoother and faster movement of goods and services between India and US. So apart from that, if you just look at other things like custom and logistic efficiency, so there was a lot of discussion on these customs harmonization and reducing bureaucratic red tape. So this summit can definitely help establish a faster and more reliable logistic channels as well.
Indeed, when you come on one platform, a lot of exchange takes place, exchange of ideas and policy. And as I just mentioned, people-to-people ties also can be focused upon. Generally, Dr. Mehta, when we talk of Indo-US, US being a developed nation, one would think it has a leverage over India, but I think those days are gone. Much in tune with the Prime Minister's Atmanirbhar Bharat, now we are not just importing. A lot of import happened in the field of defense, but now we are exporting defense equipment, and our exports have reached a record 20,000 crore plus, which is a good increase of 32.5% from the previous year. Now, Thailand, Malaysia, Israel, Kenya, they were all our recipients. Is US also a beneficiary of our exports?
You see, India has great trade relations with US, especially you rightly said when Honorable Prime Minister of India, Mr. Narendra Modi, gave a clarion call for Atmanirbhar Bharat post-COVID. I think this means that India wants to become a hub for many things, and US, on the other hand, definitely has been our close trading partner for a very long time. We have been supplying especially medicines. Mm-hmm. So many medicines are going. Pharmaceutical is one sector where there have been very close association between US and India. I think definitely US is very, very important. And one of the main goals of the summit is to reduce the global dependency on supply chains concentrated on one region, mm-hmm. especially China.
China, yes.
Right? India can present itself as a key alternative manufacturing hub. So I think we can also encourage the US companies to diversify their supply bases by investing in Indian industries. That is also one of our aims, mm-hmm. because China is also looking for alternative supply chains in South Asian region. I think that India becomes the natural ally in that case. And especially the new sectors, this summit has encouraged US firms to explore new sectors in India, such as pharmaceuticals, as I said.
Yes.
Electronics, textiles, automotive components. It's a big sector, automotive components. So I think that there is a huge opportunity to expand into diverse sectors, and that can make the supply chains more resilient and sector specific. So I think this is what this summit can really provide.
Indeed, US has to gain from India, because consider the fact that 50% of all vaccines manufactured in the world come from India and are made in India.
Yeah.
And last year alone, 8 billion vaccine doses were manufactured and distributed. And US has a lot to gain indeed from our vaccines and our pharmaceutical. We have
Absolutely.
Become a pharmaceutical hub. In fact, we converted
Absolutely.
Our adversity into opportunity when we started exporting PPEs during the epidemic, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a huge scope, workforce development and skill enhancement between India and US.
Mm-hmm.
Because India has the largest population in the world. And especially we are the young nation with more than 50% of our population less than 35 years of age. So the India-US can collaborate on workforce development programs, upskilling workers in key sectors such as technology,
yes.
logistics,
yes.
advanced manufacturing. I think a skilled workforce can ensure higher productivity and efficiency in managing supply chains also. So there can be a cross-border talent exchange also. This summit can lead to establishment of a talent exchange program and also allow experts from both countries to share knowledge and best practices. which can enhance the management of supply chains across borders. I think these are the things which are very, very important. And of course, at the private sector level, there have been leaders from private sectors of both nations encouraging direct B2B partnerships. Mm-hmm. You know, this one-on-one, people-to-people connect can really drive the supply chain innovations and collaborations across industries. So this is very, very important. And here we have seen one more thing, that government and industry dialogue also was very important. So by creating a closer dialogue between government and industries, which is very crucial, so the summit can also address challenges and opportunities within the supply chain more effectively, leading to quicker implementation of reforms. And also there are joint projects which are going on where people might have some problems. So these kind of interaction, these kind of strategic initiatives between the two nations can bring industry and policymakers together. And whatever issues are there, they can be ironed out very easily.
Right. In fact, even the G20 summit, we discussed how we can have a global workforce, and we do have a demographic dividend with very young workforce, as you just mentioned. We export a lot of IT people. We export many people in the paramedical staff, from the medical staff as well, doctors, nurses, to the US. Moving on, Dr. Mehta, we now are trying to be Atmanirbhar, and semiconductor, as you just mentioned, is another area where we are trying to be a leader. We have factories set up in Gujarat, Assam. Where do you see that going? Because as you just mentioned, it'll be used in electronics, automation, and mobile phones, and that'll be a game changer.
Definitely semiconductor, though we started late, but I think that better late than never. We have still started at the right time when there's a shortage of chips all over the world, and India wants to be leader. We want to become the hub for semiconductors. I think that the way we have started with the Big Bang, and the way there have been recent investments from Taiwan and other countries, I think that we have to take lead in this. And in this, I think US can definitely be our strategic partner. I think we have taken the right step at the right time now. It is not too late, because we are at the cusp of transformation. When these things are happening, so many things are happening in India right now. We want to become the $5 trillion economy in next couple of years. India is the fastest growing economy in the world. There are so many opportunities. We are opening up for the people. People are coming for the investment in the country. I think that we are going to see huge potential. And of course, many investors would look towards India as far as investment in this new age sectors is concerned, including, you know, 6G, 5G, all those things, telecom sector. I think that this is going to be a great opportunity for people, and especially from US, as US is the leading economy in the world. We have, you know, great collaboration with the help of these kind of summits. We see huge opportunity for both the nations, and this is a great opportunity to enhance and secure supply chains between India and US by focusing on policy alignment, diversification, technological innovation, sustainability, right, infrastructure development, workforce skill. I think this summit will definitely help build supply chains that are not only more robust, but also efficient and more acceptable to future global challenges.
Yes, you nicely summed up the entire summit. Let me add to that, that renewable energy installation, in that area also we may focus and we may go a step forward, because India is fourth in wind power and fifth in solar power. And of course, there are other areas. There's artificial intelligence, food security, agriculture, and sustainability, as you just mentioned. It's a long list, but nevertheless, in this much time, you give us a nice overview of what happened at the Indo-US summit. Thank you very much, Dr. Ranjit Mehta, for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on India Leadership Summit 2024, bolstering comprehensive partnership with US. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.